Fantasy football.
Do you guys like my jersey?
I love it.
It's kind of...
My headphones just got all fucked up.
Controversy week one. Keith.
Yeah, tell us what it is.
So it is an Antonio Brown jersey.
Dun, dun, dun.
Steelers, yes. White. I ordered it before the rape allegations came out, and it arrived after.
More so seductive than sex.
Feel a little uncomfortable, but not uncomfortable enough not to troll my mom.
Let's not lose sight of the fact that they are allegations.
Yeah, I mean, innocent until proven guilty.
That's right.
Except it's a civil lawsuit, so that's not true.
Yeah, that's right.
So Greg's here.
So I'm here. We're in New Hampshire.
We're in the studio.
First time?
First time, no.
First time, long time.
First time, actually, with your whole microphone and setup and everything, and you guys are professional.
Have you never seen this before?
All the way to the top, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're usually just on the phone calling.
Yeah. If there's an earthquake, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do fish feel that? And what do they do?
They absolutely feel it 100%. Okay. Fish have what's called a lateral line. It senses like the very most minor vibrations in the water.
Hmm. So how do they react?
I don't think they really do.
They just keep living.
They're just like, oh.
What about birds shakes during a hurricane? What
birds?
Do they do? Yeah. We had hurricanes last week, right? What are they doing?
Not here.
In life, though, I mean, there's birds down south.
I think they sense it and they fly away.
Hmm.
I don't think they like weather the storm. I think they
nice.
Why?
Nice.
Oh,
nice.
That's where that probably comes from.
Probably.
I hope so.
Probably.
Yeah, I think they fly away.
Greg, your hair's looking great.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Looking real lush.
Looks good.
Been using 4 hymns. That's a nice little drop for them.
Don't beat me there. Beat me there. Or something like that. Snoop Dogg, right?
Yep.
Do you have like a before and after photo?
Yeah. I don't know. Sure.
No, not right now. Just making conversation.
What does Aaron think about it?
I don't know.
Doesn't care at all. This is for you.
Yes,
this
for
is
me.
Not for her.
No, I don't know.
Does she show you any love?
Aaron?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a very loving person.
Listen, she's not here.
As long as you provide her with food and like a plan for her when she can eat, she's good.
She sounds like me.
So, yeah, we went to the Big E last night, which, if you guys don't know what the Big E is, it is the largest fair in New England.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
That didn't really make a lot of sense.
You finish your Big E story, and then I'll tell mine.
Okay. So, yeah.
I'll tell mine.
We had a lot of fun. I had a bloomin' onion.
Wow.
We had some pizza. We had, Aaron had a honey bun the size of her head.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long were you there that you could eat all that food?
4 hours.
Okay.
We had...
Wow.
I had a strawberry shortcake.
Wow.
Tons of the beers.
Wow.
Hundies. Just random question. Did either of you buy a snowboard?
Yeah. Aaron bought a real nice snowboard. It's beautiful. She's going to be ripping it up.
Wow.
Yeah. Where are you guys going to go?
Sunapee, Mount Snow, Stowe.
Mount Snow, where's that?
Vermont.
100%, I got a concussion there. Like a really bad concussion.
That's where Dirk's from.
Dirk's from Mount Snow?
Yeah, one time he hit a bump.
Or a mogul? Sorry,
no, like he hit a jump.
Yeah, that was Andrew.
So, no, this is...
I got fucked up in Mount Snow.
So Dirk goes off a jump and then lands flat rather than like hitting the downslope of the jump. And his knee went into his mouth and his teeth came out.
All of them.
His front teeth came out into his upper lip. And we had to find like an emergency dentist.
And he had to find his teeth.
Yeah.
In the snow.
Yo, can we get like a broken in half drop for that? Because that sounds a lot like Mick Foley.
But there's just like a streak of blood coming down. To that.
Definitely worth it. Are you ready for my story?
I can't wait. Big E, baby.
Wait, whoa. Let me insert my Mount Snow story first.
Okay, fine.
I was in sixth grade. Does that sound
right?
I
could fit my story within the pauses of your story.
Well, then your story sucks. I'm just trying to figure out. I think I was in sixth grade. All right. At the bottom. You know how, look, I'm not like a skier snowboarder, but I don't know if it's all hills, but some of them, like when you come to the end of the run, I guess you call it, you can basically just like shoot right back into the queue to get back on the chairlift.
Yeah.
Like you don't have to fucking go out and
whatever
this is called, where you like pedal yourself. Yeah, yeah. So I was just like slow rolling to get back into the line, and some skier guy was going perpendicular. Like 100 miles per hour and just smoked me, just absolutely bundled me.
So now you're suffering from CTE or
maybe
what are you so angry all the
how
time?
Could we know? So I just like wake up and like my shit's like everywhere, you know,
yard
what I mean?
Sale,
yard
like
sale
everywhere. This guy shout shits everywhere. He's like, oh, are you okay? I'm like, why would you ask me that? Because I literally didn't know what had happened.
Shit.
And I'm like, I think it's bizarre this guy's asking me if I'm okay. And then like I started to put the pieces together, whatever. Sixth grade. So I tell my buddy who I'm there with, I'm like, hey, I don't know, like I don't feel great. And like he didn't see this happen.
Did you throw up?
Not yet. So okay. I'm like, I don't feel great. And he's like, oh, are you serious? Because he like wants to stay out there. I'm like, ah, yeah, I don't like feel that well. And he's like, let's just do one more run. And I'm like, all right. So we go up, get to the top. I'm trying to like snowboard down this mountain. And I have like extreme tunnel vision where it's like a pinhole that I can see and everything else is just fuzzy black like around me. So I'm going like as slow as I can possibly go down this thing, feeling terrible. Get to the bottom. I'm like, all right, I got to go in. Go into the, what's it called, like a lodge, like run into the bathroom. As I'm running in there, I feel the vomit coming. So I like put my hands over my mouth and it does that thing where like you throw up and it just shoots out the sides. Ugh. And just like cover this dude at a urinal next to me. Ugh. And I'm just like, I'm sorry. and then, so I like, I guess told someone what happened. Anyways, that was my first and only ambulance ride in my life, I think.
So mom knows this story?
Yeah. So okay. They took me by ambulance to like a hospital that seemed really far away. And I'm pretty sure I had to stay there overnight.
How do I not know this story?
I have no idea. So yeah, that was a really bad concussion. I also got a concussion when I was really young on one of those merry-go-rounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just flew
so
off.
So I definitely have CTE.
I think I've had one concussion at least.
I definitely had one another time.
So. I was at Mitch's house, my best friend growing up. And we decided it's a good idea.
Greg, if you have to burp into the microphone.
No.
Sounds great.
So we decided to lower the basketball hoop and we had one of those small balls that you could palm these in like a, as like a 9-year-old. So I go up, I just fucking front rim it, fall backwards, and first thing that hits is the back of my head. And then I think I blacked out for a little bit.
Happen.
And, I remember just being so woozy, but other than that, I don't think I threw up. So it was probably just a minor concussion.
Mm. So. Yeah. I don't think you kill your family if you have those.
No.
Yeah.
Chris Benoit. Yeah. Anyway.
So you bought the Antonio Brown jersey after he was accused of forcible rape.
Before.
Why don't you tell us about...
Behind somebody on them.
Yeah. And why don't you tell us about your... speaking of Chris Jericho.
Chris Benoit, you mean?
Yeah.
So we learn on a
speaking of champions.
We learn on a Monday morning that Chris Benoit and his entire family, they're dead.
Sorry, I don't know why I'm laughing.
Talking about history.
So then I watch Monday
history.
Night Raw and they have like a celebratory episode of his life and everyone's talking about how great of a wrestler he was.
Very technical wrestler.
Very technical.
Yeah. So the next morning, because I'm all hyped on Chris Benoit, not knowing what happened,
you're like ready to go to war for this dude.
Yeah. So I go and buy a career DVD, like has all his most popular matches and stuff.
They already have one of those, like ready to go?
Well, it already existed. They do it when someone's been around for a long time.
So I go they anticipate these things. Yeah.
So I order it on walmart.com because it's like $6. Nice. And then like 3 hours later or something, we learned that he killed his family. Jesus. And then committed suicide.
In my moment of glory.
Yeah.
Wow.
How did that make you feel?
Felt real bad. So
did you watch it?
No.
Bullshit, you didn't watch it.
I didn't even open it.
No, you did.
I tried to sell it to Dimple Records in downtown Davis.
And they were like, whoa, this is way too hot for us, kid.
No, they said, we will only buy this if you open it up. And I was like, can I just open it up right here? And they're like, no. So I walked outside, opened it up.
That seems reasonable, yeah. Hey, I'm the kid that just opened that up outside because he said I couldn't open it inside.
Did he do the crossface crippler or was that Dean Malenko?
Crippler crossface, yeah. Yeah. His nickname was Crippler because he broke Sabu's neck.
Yeah, they're all just ripping off, who was the guy? Bob Backlund?
The crossface chicken wing?
Yeah, crossface chicken wing.
Yeah. So back to my Big E story.
The Big E.
It's very timely because the Money Man just died, but I saw Eddie Money R.I.P. perform.
I didn't know that. Aaron
Wait,
told
you
me
were
that
talking
last
about night. Eddie Money when you said the Money Man?
Yeah.
I was definitely thinking of Ted DiBiase.
Me too.
Well, he's the $1 million man.
Is he also dead?
No.
No.
Oh, I thought he died recently.
No, he...
No, that was...
if you look at his body as he wrestled, you know he didn't do a lot of drugs.
Okay. So.
He's got some longevity there.
I feel like he had some smooth like skin, though. You know what I mean? A little too smooth for
How
his
was
age.
Eddie Money?
Did
you feel the power of love?
Based on the performance, I'm shocked he lived as long as he did.
Wow.
What does that mean?
Wow.
I mean, he was slurring his words like...
Do you think he was drunk or on drugs?
Both.
It don't take money. It don't take pain. Don't take no credit card to ride this train.
Wait, isn't that a... That's Eddie Money? Isn't that Huey Lewis?
I thought that was Shel
Shit,
Silverstein.
Who's Eddie Money then?
He's the one that sings
Two Tickets to Paradise.
I thought that was the
same
person.
Oh, and Take Me Home Tonight, right?
Fuck Eddie Money.
Take me home tonight.
That guy sucks. Huey Lewis is the best then.
Yeah.
Is that guy alive?
Yes.
I'm an asshole.
Yeah, you
are. That's all right. I laughed when we were talking about Chris Jericho killing
Chris Benoit.
The Four Horsemen.
It is the same thing.
Chris Jericho is healthy.
He's in that new wrestling thing.
Oh, yeah.
AEW. Yeah. I'm going to see that in October.
You would.
Is he
in Boston?
Is that like the XFL?
Yeah.
Essentially.
It's like the ECW.
Kimona Monolea dances atop the ECW arena.
The fuck is that?
Yeah.
You call yourself a
It was
fan.
Like softcore porn that was intertwined with wrestling.
Now you're talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
She came out later and said that Paul Heyman like forced her to do it and she didn't want to do it.
More seductive than sex.
It's like the Nitro Girls. That was my life.
Oh yeah. I mean Booker T married one. HBK married one.
In real life?
Diamond Dallas Page was married to one.
I saw a clip on Twitter the other day. It was like the count.
Kevin Nash banged one of them.
Really?
Yeah.
It was it was Booker T and Stevie Ray, and they were yelling at Hulk Hogan and Booker T.
Oh yeah, we're coming for you.
And he says that he says the N-word like real hard. And
Booker T does?
Yeah. Oh, and he stops and turns around and he can't stop laughing. And so he turns around to whatever the Nitro girl was at the time, and they turned to Stevie Ray, who never said anything. So
I think you're thinking of Sister Sherry, because I don't think a Nitro girl was involved.
Sister Sherry was the one that was there. What is that? A manager? What's the girl called?
Well,
when a girl accompanies.
Well,
like a
some
wrestling.
Are managers, some are valets.
Valets.
Sister Sherry was a manager.
Oh, I thought she was a valet.
Valet is like arm candy. Yeah, that's
Sister
Sherry.
Sherry wasn't arm candy, bro. Look at that.
Want me to play it?
She was all business.
Yeah, but you got to hold it up to the mic.
It's gonna sound great.
See, because what you dealing with here is the brotherhood. It's nonstop from this point on in WCW. We take what we want, and after we take Lex Luger and the Giant, we want the gold, sucker. Hulk Hogan, we coming for you, nigga.
What?
I mean,
wow.
So that was Harlem Heat.
One of
the best tag teams there ever was.
Oh, yeah.
I think so, huh?
Big fan of Harlem Heat.
What happened to Stevie Ray?
He just wasn't that athletic.
He didn't have
the
charisma.
I bet that dude's mad fat now.
He's really not as fat as you would think.
I would think he's fat.
How do you know?
He was just inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
Excellent.
Wow.
Yeah. I wish I had a way to celebrate that, but...
You don't.
Wow. Probably not.
So, do you have a Big E story there?
Not like a good one.
You've been to the Big E?
Yeah, a couple times, I think.
Why?
In college, I went and I saw Jamie Johnson perform live. It was a really good concert. It was raining, so, you know, it was only like the true fans that were there.
I said no. I remember specifically saying,
yeah, I went with Hub. Said no. I went with Hub and DJ. It was a great concert. Some dude was really drunk, and he got, like, tackled in the mud by security.
Hell yeah. That's the Big E for you, though.
That's my story. Yeah, it was just, like, it was raw. It was real.
Western Mass's finest people.
You know what I mean? Like, this guy, like, Jamie Johnson is a pretty big deal in the country community, especially at that time.
Well, and was probably I thought he was like a NASCAR driver.
That's Jimmy Johnson.
There's some great shows coming up.
Jimmy Johnson like the old Dolphins head coach?
Both.
You know,
his
that
hair was nice.
You know that Walmart yodeling boys? He's going to be there in a couple weeks.
That I could not care less about.
Walmart yodeling boy?
Yeah. Listen, fuck that kid.
There's also going to be the Naughty by Nature. Like all these people you've never like haven't heard from in years.
But which ones are free? Which ones cost money?
It depends where if you want to go in there or not. So you can stay outside like...
No, I mean, Eddie Money was free.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Jamie Johnson was free.
Well, yesterday was Military Appreciation Night, so me and Aaron went for free instead of like the $20 admission. So
is that what it would cost?
Yeah, it's pretty expensive.
I would never.
We always ask like, hey, what's the military discount? And they're like, you can only go on this one night for free. So we went last night and we ate our faces off.
And you bought a snowboard.
What's the best benefit of being in the military?
I can tell you. Don't ask Greg.
Okay, what is it?
It is a VA loan.
VA loan.
100%.
100%. Do you know you can get 10%? Sorry, never mind. Let's cancel that.
All right.
VA loan, 100% is the best thing about the military.
Yeah.
Or Aaron and I are going next week. We're going to Orlando, and we're going to Star Wars land. We're going to the cantina. Boo, boo. We're going to Harry Potter World.
Pew, pew. I don't know what drops.
So you're going to Universal and...
Yeah, boop, so the military discount there is pretty amazing.
Okay.
So we got 4 days.
That's my nerd boner noise.
4 days at Orlando. Okay. Or sorry, 4 days at Universal, 4 days at Disney.
Okay.
With the park hopper pass, the whole thing. So it's $400
nerd
per
boner's popping off right now.
That's it. And we're staying at a military resort for
Shades of Green
for 3 days, and then we're staying at like the yacht club for 2 days.
Wow, you guys are spending some cash.
Listen,
there.
Bro, I got a new job now.
Yo,
right?
Aaron's a doctor.
I'm not a teacher anymore.
Aaron's
okay?
a fucking doctor, bro.
I make money now. Sorry, that sounded really douchey.
This kid makes fucking money now, bro.
Cool, man. That's great for you. I'm very happy for you. Enjoy Groton and the good life.
He doesn't live in Groton.
It's his dream.
Oh. Yeah.
Don't be closer to you two.
Keith lived in Groton.
I did. Yeah. Then I moved to Aya.
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 Did I ever tell you Did I ever tell you what the guys that I work with said when I first transferred down here?
Nah.
I'm trying to remember exactly what it was, the conversation was, but somehow I think I was like telling them where I had moved A couple of the guys I was talking to were like, oh, yeah, it's okay, but you get a little riffraff there. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Because I'm coming from a place with like fucking gross people. And they were like, oh, well, you just get people coming over the border from some of those shady mass towns like Ayer. It's like, oh, my brother lives in Ayer. So I guess we just live in like scumbag towns, but that's all right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't say Ayer with pride, but it's coming up.
Does Ayer... Ayer doesn't have the prison, right? Shirley does.
Shirley does.
Shirley does.
I feel like Ayer gets clumped in there. They're like, oh, Ayer is a prison town.
I'd rather
they
get clumped in with Devins. Devins is pretty as shit.
Pretty as shit?
Yeah.
Like it's good?
Yeah, I don't get what you're saying, man.
They
you like
maintain
Devins.
The grounds very well.
It's pretty.
You talking about like the correctional facility?
Aaron worked there.
Devins is like a... They turn it into like a place you can live. It's like its own little town. Yeah. I just mean everything.
Oh, the entire...
It just
they maintain the entire town
of
Devins.
The town surrounding it.
That's where Jokar Tsarnaev was held.
Yeah.
Aaron, is he still there? Is
Aaron
he alive?
Was a
Did we kill
pharmacist
him?
There. No, he's still there.
All right. Cool.
Yeah. Well, we killed a couple others when we could.
Yeah.
On that note, you want to talk football or what?
No.
Not unless Greg has anything else he wants to say.
That's
not football related.
If you don't talk soon, I'm going to have to cut this shit out. So we were going real well before this moment.
I'm good, though.
All right, let's talk football.
Okay.
All right, we're going to let's start with the look back.
This is my favorite part of my week when we do this.
So big, I told her, look back at it. Whoa. Look back at it. Whoa. Look back at it. Whoa. Then I put a fat rabbit on a crap medic.
So with my new job, I can listen to like things with headphones. I don't have to like just blast this in the middle of like passing periods when kids are walking. So I can listen to this as loud as I want.
That's good.
It's pretty sweet.
You're welcome.
Dude, that jersey is like it looks like it costs a bunch.
Isn't it weird? What's the deal with it?
Like, how much did you pay for that thing?
You think it's just a Nike? Have you seen the Nike jerseys?
It's got like weird stitching and like
it looks
mesh
official.
It's legit.
Areas.
This paid, is what New jerseys look like.
How much does that cost? Like 80 bucks?
$19.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Well, he's
from
not.
From what? That's not officially licensed then.
That's a Fanatics.
He doesn't play for this team.
Football jerseys are $100.
Until someone changes teams. That's why I get all
Where
my jerseys.
Where did you get it?
eBay.
Then it was made in China.
No, it wasn't.
You were made in China.
Maybe. I don't think so.
I have a legit J.H.I. Dolphins Nike jersey that I compared it to, and it's the same.
Why do you have a J.H.I. Dolphins jersey?
Because he's the best. He's a handsome motherfucker.
Why?
I don't even know what he looks like.
That's a weird thing to say.
I don't
Why did you get that jersey,
games.
Dude? Antonio Brown Raiders jersey would be mint.
Oh, I got another side story.
Yeah, because those were still like $60. This was $20.
Dude, Antonio Brown Raiders jersey.
This is a $20 joke that has sort of become like super inappropriate.
You should wear that in public.
So Aaron,
I'm not wearing it tonight.
Aaron and I go to opening night for the Patriots. Beautiful ceremony. They got these weird things going on where they all get these wristbands where they have to like hold them up and they like glow different, all these colors. The lights
like
go
they
out.
Handed it out to you. They're like, this is a thing we're doing.
Put these on. Okay. And like you pull the thing and they all just like some computer controlled like what color they turn and stuff. And it's beautiful. The ceremony's going great. The dances are out there. One side story, there's two male cheerleaders now with the Patriots. So everyone's equal. Everyone's great. I'm glad that they made the team.
Okay.
One side story.
Yes.
We have amazing seats, and they're like, okay, ladies and gentlemen, now get ready to have your heads rocked off by one of the greatest bands in America. They're 3-time Grammy Award winners.
Everybody's like, oh shit, who is
shit,
it?
Shit, we got Dropkick. Is it Aerosmith? Oh my God. Is it Boston? Like all these great local bands. Ladies and gentlemen, Godsmack. Aaron's like, who the fuck is Godsmack?
And there's like that one kid in the crowd. There's just like,
yeah,
my brother
feel
was
the snake bird into my ear.
My brother saw them at like the Warped Tour like 10 years ago or
20
years ago. Shit.
When we moved to Massachusetts in 2000, Godsmack was
huge.
Huge.
His first
huge.
Concert, he told me.
That was when, what's that song had just come out? It was like Godsmack was huge and that like, Will You Still Call Me Superman song?
Three Doors Down?
Three Doors Down.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Tim Smith.
Fucking butt rock.
Do love that shit.
I thought it was gonna be Stained at what, or just Aaron, whatever his name is.
Oh yeah, what's that dude's name?
Aaron.
He's good.
Yeah,
he's just sing some good songs.
Great. Cool.
Last week, look back. So you guys want to do it? Or?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, let's. All right, let's start with the matchup massacre. That's Dom. Dom got broken in half by Dirk. That's the matchup massacre. The Unlucky Charms versus Oddjob Squad. Dirk's Charms, he put up 141.8 points. Oddjob's only put up 67.64 points. The margin there is 109.6 per cent.
That's got to be like the
fatality.
That big? Like, it was literally most points versus least points.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was the most points in the league versus the least points in the league. And It was a very lucky performance.
I remember.
See what I did there?
I remember when he took Deshaun Jackson. I was like, what the hell are you doing? It's kind of early for him.
What round did he take him in?
Like the fourth, maybe?
No, he did not take him in the fourth round.
He took him super early. And I was just like, wow.
Maybe like the, I don't know, 10th at the earliest?
No way. He took him super early.
Dirk, tell us when you took
him. Yeah, there's a way to look this up.
We can certainly
look.
Yeah.
But anyway, but he's a Philly guy. He loves it.
Yeah. Bird gang.
Did he have Alshon Jeffrey too or no?
No.
No.
I think Dom has him, but he rode the pine.
Ah.
But so yeah, most points versus the least amount of points. Dirk overachieved his projection by 39%, which was like the highest overachieve in the league.
So why, besides Deshaun Jackson, who did it for him?
Carson Wentz.
I don't remember.
Carson Wentz.
Whoever Mack is.
Marlon Mack, 174 rushing yards. Yeah, that guy overachieved like crazy. That'll do it.
By 39%, but get this. That was a very lucky performance. Nice. Well, Dom had a very unlucky performance because he underachieved by, guess how much?
39%.
Wow.
You're doing some math now. You're taking this shit
seriously. No, so these have changed a little bit because... Like, I used to base it off of the, like, weekly roundup or whatever that Yahoo would do.
Mm-hmm.
Sleeper also does one, but they do it differently. So that's where a lot of this is coming from. Like, I didn't calculate those percentages.
Just take the credit.
So we're going to talk a lot about, like, percent margins here, and that's because that's what Sleeper does.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. That sounds awesome.
So anyways, that was the massacre. So what do you guys think?
I think that... It was very surprising to see Dirk at the top of the heap. I underestimated him, for that I apologize.
Oh, yeah, dude, good call. Good call. Just keep vamping while I search my sound.
We keep...
Stop vamping.
From the top to the bottom.
That doesn't make sense,
so that's
actually.
Like the third
this one makes sense.
The cream will rise to the top. Oh, all the way to the top, yeah.
All right.
That was a lot.
Yeah, so, I mean, that one, whatever. Let's just move on to the ultimate upset. Because we want to get Greg in here. Ultimate upset was Team G Kessler versus the Colluding Sheffers. How could this happen to me? I made my mistakes. Your team wasn't having none. The night goes on and just don't get to win. So full disclosure here, I don't actually know if this is the ultimate upset.
Who's the colluding Sheffers?
That's Curtis.
Fuck Curtis.
Yeah,
Curtis is fine. It's just Bryce I don't like.
Yeah, well, no one does.
Yeah, don't steal the not liking Curtis gimmick. That's my gimmick.
So ultimate upset was the thing that we did all last season because I could just look at the projections on Yahoo and figure it out. Sleeper, like, I can't find the original projections on Sleeper, so I have no way to determine this, but I just looked at the matchups and I was like, I'm pretty sure that Curtis was probably projected to win and he got pounded. So Team G Kessler ended up winning by 38.84 points. We used to talk about swings like from projection to final. I'm going to assume it was probably like a 40-point swing, right?
No.
I think that's safe.
Well,
you're an asshole.
No, I think all of the matchups week one were pretty close, like within 3 to 5 points.
That's not true.
Yeah.
You mean projected?
Projected.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I think Aaron's the actually ultimate upset.
No,
she was supposed to leave.
This is the ultimate upset.
Yeah, this is it. So, do you want to know why it's the ultimate upset?
Yes.
Yeah, please
right,
tell
let's
us
about how they did it. All right, basically, it just comes down to Curtis having a very poor return on investment here. So, we can talk about Jameis getting 8 points, whatever, but Aaron Jones, 4.4 points, high round pick, Kerryon Johnson, 7.2 points, high round pick, Davante Adams, 5.6 points, also a high round pick. So he's spending, what, a 3-4-5, basically? No, Davante Adams.
It's a 1.
That's a 1, probably like a 3 and a 4 or a 4 and a 5 at worst, and all those guys put up single digits. So that's basically what happened.
I mean, Greg won, and he had his top performer on the bench.
Hell yeah.
Who was on the bench?
The Lizard King.
Oh, Jesus, yeah. What was that? 30
Sammy
something
Watkins
points?
With 42.3.
Yeah. 42. Is that the number one player overall?
Yeah, week. Yeah.
Wow. It's on my bench. Looking real nice. Pride of Clemson.
Wow.
He went to Clemson?
Yeah.
I've decided that Clemson is my college football team.
We're going there.
And that has nothing to do with the dude that plays quarterback there, whose name I don't even know.
Trevor
Lawrence. It has everything to do with just that the Woodland Wolves had the same helmet.
So. I had a Clemson hat, and it was just because of the Woodland Wolves.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go.
Aaron and I are going there Columbus Day.
Did we ever
Day.
Do that? Dude, do you ever stay home or are you just a fucking
shout out
traveler?
To Dom.
Dude, we're making so much bet,
Woodland
bro.
Wolves.
You need to calm down. Take a year to like
snowboards.
Take a year to like
it's the best snowboard live. Goodbye.
Just live with your newfound.
Take a gap year.
With your newfound money, you just want to take a year and like feel it out. You may think it's more than it is.
It is.
Okay. Well,
thank you for your service.
Yeah, while we're talking about Aaron, let's move on to the closest competition. So close, yet so far away. So close. All right, two Coopers, one cup versus, I don't know like the proper way to pronounce this. It's Gallaudet Road, but it's like Gallaudet Road.
Gallaudet Road.
Oh, is that what it is? I could not figure out what this was like a reference to.
Can you sing the real song?
That was it, right?
Holiday. Road. Yeah. Ooh. There. Thank you.
So Cooper Cups versus Gallaudet Road. Cuppers had 111.64 points. The Road Dogs, as I'm going to now call them, 108.46 points. That's a margin of only 2.9%. So that was our closest competition of the week. Aaron obviously squeaking out the W there.
At the Patriots game, the only thing she was watching was Juju Smith-Schuster. And just seeing
because that's who Keish has.
Yeah. And it, like he was projected to do really well. Yeah. And I think he had like 10 points.
She's
but,
just putting like voodoo hexes on him.
Yeah. But she was so nervous just watching him. So
I can
I'm
imagine.
So glad.
I
would hate
that.
To hear how.
She's like, don't catch the fucking ball. Yes. You got pushed out of bounds.
She was eating mad chicken fingers.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
So this one was actually, it was really close. Basically, I've decided what it comes down to is Scam Newton only gives Keish 5.36 points. And Aaron's quarterback, Jared Goff, also a shitty performance, 9.44 points. But honestly, that was the difference. Like, that was the difference in their matchup.
Yeah, Keish has to pivot. I don't think he can start Cam Newton.
Is he? Someone pull up his lineup. Is he starting him this week?
Why did no one draft quarterbacks?
Well,
no one drafted him.
No, we all did. Just no one else drafted three like you and Aaron.
We really thought, like, if we took a bunch of them, everyone would come, like, crawling for us.
Keish did start Cam Newton, but he just picked up Kyler Murray because I cut Kyler Murray.
So he's... What do you think? But he's currently has Scam Newton in.
Yeah, Cam Newton scored 10 points this week, but next week it'll be Kyler time.
Because they played Thursday night.
Yep.
So he already started him.
Yeah. And
idiot.
Had a shit performance.
Yeah. Nice. Take that, Keish. Fucking Keish.
Why are we so family friendly now?
It's just like kind of fun to press a button. Oh, also our parents said that they tried to listen to one of the episodes, but we swore too much.
Yep.
I learned that after I put the censor beep on the soundboard, but...
My mom listens. She loves it.
Really? Yeah. What's your mom's name?
She's not a bitch.
All right, I'll just move on.
Maureen's a little edgy, I guess. Here's the other note about that, though. Keish played his best possible lineup.
Nice.
And he lost, so...
Not something Greg can claim, as we've already covered.
Take that. Yeah. So that was a look back. You want to do the Keith of the Week?
I bet
you're
excited.
I bet you're excited. Talking about how much Keith sucks, your Keith of the Week is...
Nah, man. I'm Keith Senior now.
Keith Senior. Official Keith Senior in the building.
This is literally the first time I've ever been ahead of him in our fantasy league, so I am Keith Senior.
All right.
Damn.
We're going to mark it down then for everybody so that we can follow moving forward.
You can still call me Keith Junior, but I'm officially Keith Senior.
The seniors and juniors have switched. So,
but he's Quiche now. I can just be Quiche Jr. I don't care.
Congratulations on that.
This is a big, really important.
He's big. You're always going to be Keith Sr. My heart.
I know.
I guess we'll figure out who the real Keith Sr. is when we get to the power rankings.
Oh, shit.
Full disclosure, new Keith Sr. makes the power rankings.
So. I do.
All right, this one's going to take some time. Let's do waiver whiffs. So many waiver moves.
So many.
I guess I should probably check to see if anyone's made any.
They haven't.
Okay. Since I put this list together.
No, we got Giovanni Bernard on there, yeah. So you're good.
Week one, you always expect a lot of waiver moves. Week two, you expect a lot of waiver moves, and then it kind of settles from there. So let's just run them down. Biggest purchase of the week, Mark Andrews to Keith Sr.
Mark Andrews, the fullback from the 2001 Patriots team?
Not that one. $22. That was the highest fab bid of the week.
I could not figure out how to do the free agency.
So I definitely overspent, but I desperately wanted this stack, and I needed a tight end.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I don't. You, in hindsight, you overspent because the only other person to bid on him was Mark, and he only bid $5. But I don't think that's like an outrageous amount to spend for Mark Andrews.
No, because I think he's a legit top 10 tight end for the rest of the year. And
who's he play for?
Ravens. So I got Lamar Jackson, and I think he's going to be hitting him all year.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing that I would have driven up the price for someone like you that needed him is the fact that I drafted Darren Waller and Bryce drafted TJ Hawkinson. So yeah, if you're looking for like a hopefully I can start this tight end every week and make a difference on my team, there was only one.
Yeah.
Whereas there were three in a lot of leagues, but... So after that, Malcolm Brown went to the colluding Sheffers at $12. I had a $5 bid and Bryce had a $0 bid. So there's that. The nuclear hurricane. Oh, damn it. I could have played my drop there. The
nuclear hurricane
picked up Michael Gallup at $9. This was probably like our most hotly contested waiver claim because... Mm-hmm. I got him at $9, Mark bid $6, and then C-Mac and me also bid $6. I can tell you that I attempted to up my bid to $11 right before falling asleep, but I actually fell asleep before I finished it. So
nice.
Got him at $9. I think I started at $4, and as the night progressed, I just kept going back on the app and adding like $1 and then $2, and then I had it.
I honestly couldn't figure out how to add people. I just couldn't do it.
Do you need us to show you?
Yeah, because when I tried adding it, it was like add
it's
players.
Super simple.
So I clicked it, and there was no place for me to add my bid.
Yeah.
We'll show you after the podcast.
Yeah, we'll show you. So I picked up Gallup, Terry McLaurin, who I've decided his name is McLaurin F1. Nice. He went to C-Mac at $8. I had a $5 bid on him, and then Bryce had another $0
so
bid on him.
It's interesting because you valued Gallup over McLaurin.
I did.
And I was the... opposite.
Yeah. Yeah. So we both got who we wanted.
Yep.
And I paid an extra dollar. So that's right. It's $1. Here's a head scratcher, Ronald Jones to market $5.
I like this one because Ronald Jones just did shit on Thursday.
Absolutely nothing.
And Peyton Barber got the ball 23 times.
Mark was like, I really want a piece of this backfield for whatever reason. Jamison Crowder went to market $4.
And that was before Quincy Enunwa went out.
Was it before?
Yeah. Oh. So, because he had 17 targets, like, ugh. And then, but now it looks like a great pickup.
Well, except that he's going to be catching passes from
Trevor Siemian. Yeah, but Sam Darnold isn't great.
All right. This is one that upset me. Chris Thompson went to Connor Ayer. That's Bryce at $0. I had placed a $4 bid on Chris Thompson, but it was like a backup bid if I didn't get any of my other guys I wanted.
Oh, so you just...
Yeah. I was only looking to drop one player, so I just put in a bunch of bids for a bunch of different players.
Yeah, but I almost put a bid on him, but like for me...
Is he the Geis owner, Bryce?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, Thompson is tough for me because I think in full PPR, he's a no-brainer, but like I'm just not sure with Adrian Peterson there. what his value is going
to
be.
Yeah, but I mean, like $0. Come on, someone just throw a dollar. Yeah. I hate to see Bryce pick these people up
for
free.
Well, worse than that is this next one we're going to go through.
So
I don't know what happened.
That was all the bid waivers. So once that process, then we just had a free-for-all of people picking off the wire. So Hollywood Brown goes to Connor Ayer after waivers.
I don't know why no one bid on him. The only reason I did, because I was like, I don't want another Ravens pass catcher.
Yeah. I just liked Michael Gallup was my wide receiver target. I got him, so
I don't know. I just like
I figured McClure other people more. Would have been bidding on Hollywood Brown, but yeah. So Bryce picks him up. Bryce also added Darren Sproles after waivers.
Darren Sproles is still in the league,
I guess.
Jesus,
enjoy that, Bryce.
Is he still on the Eagles?
I have no idea.
Spoiling everything for every other running back.
Miles Sanders, he is on the Eagles.
Is Jordan Howard still on the Eagles?
He is okay. As well.
So then C-Mac picked up John Ross after waivers. Anything you want to say about that?
I think he's worth a shot because he got 12 targets.
Okay.
And I know and he's the fucking fastest man in the NFL.
No, he's not.
He's fucking close.
I thought it was Marquise Goodwin.
He's probably not quite the fastest man, but let me look.
He's the fastest at the combine. Yeah. I think that's what it is. So you got John Ross. Then McGurk got in on the action. He picked up Cortland Sutton and Jimmy Graham because he lost Hunter Henry to injury. Then Mark came, picked up Mecole Hardman. That's another person I thought was going to get claimed. Most likely by Dom, who was the Tyreek Hill owner. But as we'll get to in a little bit, Dom was pretty quiet on the waiver wire, even though he lost Tyreek Hill to injury.
I mean,
so now let's get to your boy over here. We got Adrian Peterson getting snapped up by Team G Kessler.
Nice.
So, I didn't know he was in the league either.
Well, you picked him up.
I got him.
Did you know that you did that?
Yeah. Was on Thursday. Yes.
That was smart.
Yeah, that was good. Awesome. That was good. I think, yeah.
Is he the starter now for Washington?
Yep.
He is.
Should I start him?
Who are your running backs?
No, he's going to go in a flex.
Sure.
For a wide receiver.
Okay.
I don't know. I have three running backs.
We're not going to spend time on this.
We could.
It doesn't matter.
I'm going to win anyway.
Because keep this fucking senior sucks.
And then Ty Montgomery got picked up by Mark. After waivers, this is the one that we need to shine a spotlight on this. So when we had to make bids before waivers had processed, we talked about Malcolm Brown went to the colluding Sheffers at $12. To make room for Malcolm Brown, the colluding Sheffers dropped Anthony Miller. Fast forward after waivers process, Anthony Miller added by the colluding Sheffers for $15. What happened here? He dropped someone and then picked him back up for $15.
That's a lot of money to spend. I think he must overestimate the desire for Anthony Miller.
I certainly was eyeballing him. I was like, oh, wow, he gave up on Anthony Miller that soon. Let me see what happens week two of Michael Gallup. But if...
Did you guys ever figure out taking money away from him and giving it to Aaron? So there's been no penalty?
There's been no penalty.
It's mostly just me berating him on the podcast.
Yeah. We could potentially consider this his penalty. I mean, he gave up $15.
That's true. That's true.
He dropped his player. It just doesn't go to Aaron. Spent $15 to bring it back onto his team. So Kurt is probably getting the sleeper chat and, make some really, Just let us know why that happened. Kyler Murray, then picked up by Keish, and then most recently Giovanni Bernard, added by Mark.
Good job, Mark.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is where I start to get a little bit frustrated. Why are we letting Mark just pick these people up?
Is he on the Bengals still?
Yeah, and Joe Mixon is dealing with an injury.
Yeah, but he may be playing.
That's fine. If you're Dirk, you got to pick up Gio's insurance.
Let Mark start Giovanni Bernard.
He's not going to start him. He's just going to hold him. And then if Joe Mixon's knee blows up, well, now he has the starting running back for the Bengals.
Because, enjoy him. I don't fucking want him.
He doesn't want him.
Giovanni Bernard. So overall reactions. to waivers, week one waivers?
McGirt made a lot of moves.
Yeah. You think he was tilting or?
Oh, McGirt.
I think he's freaking out a little bit. The fact that he like panic spent $15 to get Anthony Miller back tells me he's like,
well,
you know,
I think it was more concerned of a panic when he dropped him.
Sure.
Like sure. It was just tilted, dropped him, and then was like, I made a mistake. Shelled out $15 for him. But
every time I see that Mark picks someone up, I'm just like, fuck.
Yeah. Right. He knows something.
Well, no, it's like he never stops. Like I take days off where I'm like not like that invested. Mm. He has like 15 leagues and he's like making moves at all times. It makes me nervous.
In the big game.
Yeah. Well, again, like someone like Mecole Hardman probably should have been picked up by, I don't know, Dom maybe.
Anyone really.
And then Gio probably picked up by Dirk. But I just want to talk about, I this goes back to last season. I don't understand what Bryce does on the waiver wire. He never spends his fab. I'm pretty sure he finished last season with 100 fab dollars.
He's pride in your drafting.
And I mean, he just puts all these $0 bids in and then picks people like...
He did get Hollywood Brown and Chris Thompson.
I know, but it's frustrating. He shouldn't.
Yeah. We need to make sure Bryce gets no one.
He puts in these fucking $0 bids. And to the point where I wonder, does he know how to put in a bid?
That's because
Greg
question.
Doesn't.
And you certainly can't spend it after the season's over. It doesn't
roll over. He didn't start the season with $200 of fab.
No, he did not.
But anyway, so all those moves were made. We had no moves from Dom, Dirk, or Aaron.
Well, Dom has an excuse.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Dom just had his daughter, kid.
Brady.
Son.
I knew that.
I was a little surprised, though, because he did get on the super chat, and he was like, hey, when do waivers process? So he was obviously thinking about it.
Dirk said the same thing.
And then I was like, you know, Tuesday, so get your bids in. And then he just didn't put any bids in.
Well, consider this the shame that's going to motivate them to put some bids in.
Yeah. I think Dirk's good. He scored the most points in the league.
We'll get to that. We'll get to if he's good or not. We pointed out a couple moves that I think Dom and Dirk both should have made. Aaron, do you have any insider knowledge on her just standing pat?
No.
Is she still rostering three tight ends?
Does she show you any love?
Do you guys talk about your fantasy rosters, or is that like totally separate?
Pretty much separate. A lot of the time she wants to know like who the Keith of the week is, and she makes fun of Curtis. Like,
what do you mean? Oh, she wants Curtis. To know? You mean like she's anticipating who the Keith of the week is, or she doesn't listen to the podcast and
I don't
asks
think she,
you
she definitely doesn't listen to the podcast.
What?
Wow.
She's only been invited on to speak on it once, so she,
that's not
she
true
no she was spoke on like three or four episodes last
yeah.
year
yeah well
she was even in an opener last year talking about hot air blowing on
she
her
has
face.
A drop
yeah
yeah.
No, she definitely doesn't.
What's
listen.
The name of the dude that you saw in concert?
Okay, what's your fucking name? What's your fucking name?
She's so angry all the time. It's scary. People need to help me. If someone's listening, help me.
They're not. All right, are you ready to give us your power rankings?
I am.
Game time.
All right, speaking of power.
The power is yours!
Thank you.
I always wanted to do that.
What?
Shit.
You wanted to do the power rankings?
I always wanted to say the ranking things.
Yeah. Let's give it another shot.
No, I don't want to do it anymore.
All right, it's ready? Pressure. And...
The power is yours!
I wonder if Katie was...
Rankings!
All right, no more... Okay,
I thought
so
you were gonna do a
I forget.
One.
Which direction are we going?
Oh, damn it. I was not... I wasn't ready. And I'm still not ready.
This is getting awkward.
This is where you vamp, bro. I'll tell you. Just pretend that you...
Hey, Greg, have you lost weight?
I have. Thank you very much.
You look real good.
Thank you.
Let's go.
From the top to the bottom.
All right. It really pains me to do this, but top of the heap is definitely Mark.
Okay.
Still?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at his team, he doesn't really have any weak spots other than maybe Tyler Lockett, but I'm still waiting to see if Tyler Lockett's going to emerge.
The guy's a professional.
I mean, he's got Evan Engram, who looks like he could be the top tight end of the year. Duke Johnson, I feel pretty good about for him as a flex. Yeah. I mean, Jameson Crowder, I think it really solidifies his
his
lineup. But the biggest thing for me is Dalvin Cook. You know, the Vikings.
Yeah, he's going to be great until he fucking has his leg ripped off.
The Vikings, like, what did Kirk Cousins threw like 10 times?
Yeah, you know that.
They're like a running first team now. To have Pat Mahomes, Elliott, who isn't missing any time, and Dalvin Cook, I'm like, I think he's the team to beat.
Yeah, because they just run the ball.
Yep.
Run.
All right, I can't wait to bump him off the top spot after next week.
Can't wait.
So can't let's wait. See who else you got?
So the next team is the team that scored the most points last week, Dirk.
Wrong.
I totally disagree with this.
I think you have to award.
Oh, respect the points.
Respect the points. I mean, I also want the opportunity to change these next week.
You're going
to
learn.
You're going to learn today.
You're going to learn today.
I mean, him starting OJ Howard this week kind of sours.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
He's a tight end, right?
He is. Yeah. Who, does he have another tight end on his roster?
He does, and it's Trey Burton, who I think after this week is going to need to be cut.
I have a bunch of tight ends for if you want some tight ends.
Fuck this.
Because we're going to collude.
Speaking of Greg.
I mean, so the guys that really over...
Say it.
Like right now, he's starting DeSean Jackson and Randall Cobb.
Yeah, you think DeSean Jackson is going to score 30 points a game?
I don't, and I don't think Randall Cobb is going to continue to be as relevant as he was week one.
I agree.
But I do think Marlon Mack is going to be a good start. Yeah. I mean, his team doesn't look great on paper, and if I had to predict a team that's going to fall next week that's in this top two or three, it would be his. But for now, I'm putting him at two.
All right.
Nice job, Dirk.
Nice job, Dirk.
Thank you for your service.
All right. Number three. I hate to do this because he's sitting at the table, but Greg.
Wow.
Wow.
The one, and I'll just start
that
with.
That was like, oh, fuck yeah, bud.
I'll start with what I hate about your team.
Thank you.
Two fucking Browns, like right at the top right there.
I started three, I think.
Baker Mayfield. I don't think you did.
I think I started Jarvis Landry.
You did not. Well, maybe last week.
Yeah, last week I did.
So, yeah, you bought hook, line, and sinker into the Browns.
Hell yeah,
man.
That's your
biggest problem.
LSU.
Baker Mayfield and Nick Chubb against the Jets. I don't think they're going to have great games.
I think they're going to do good.
Thank you.
Yeah. They're, I'm back, I'm back well. On I'm
They'll
back
have
on the Browns
decent
this week.
Games, but, I mean, Josh Jacobs, we'll see how
he
does.
The Jets have, don't the Jets have, like, two key defensive players that are out.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
All right, maybe they'll do well. Josh Jacobs, I like. T.Y. Hilton, I like. Sammy Watkins, I think, is going to be like a top five wide receiver this week again.
Yeah, should be.
Zach Ertz. Le'Veon Bell, his MRIs came back fine.
Yeah, he said he was good to go.
Dodged a bullet there.
He was on the field for every snap. You know, I think he's legit.
And then all in one category.
And then until Allen Robinson proves that he's not the guy, you know, I'm fine with him as your like
as a flex. That's a good flex.
Absolutely.
It's a good flex.
So I like your team. You know, we'll see where it goes.
Thank you.
You know, there's your quarterback has a lot to prove, but
yeah, I started Drew Brees last week.
I mean, you put up 122 points with three Browns, so I think you're a good team. All right.
Going
number
back to Baker.
Four. Do you want to hit the drop or what?
Well, you just assume that I know who it is?
Yeah.
Why don't you just tell me?
It's a team that lost.
Why don't you just tell us?
What?
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
That scored 126.8 points.
Yeah, but like, who is it?
Who is it?
It's the Nuclear Hurricane.
Hurricane.
Who the fuck
is
that?
That's me. Your boy.
Who'd you lose to?
I lost a fucking mark.
By like 2 points.
Oh, don't even. Nah, it's just like, shit, it was so bullshit, dude. I don't even want to talk about it, honestly.
You know what you should do?
I could talk about it for 15 minutes about that matchup. Again.
You should try to find like a trade that's like a lot of collusion involved in it, and then you'd be all right.
Mm. You think so?
Yeah, I think we could find somebody.
Aaron, you want to fire one
up? I think that's what Dom like came onto the league for. So you had like a friend.
All right, you were just colluding with Dirk. You're like, I'll trade you all my tight ends.
Not for trade.
So DeAndre Hopkins looks like he's the DeAndre Hopkins of last year.
That's the idea.
He had three drops.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did. It was the first time he ever dropped the ball. He dropped three in a row.
Yeah, he did.
It was at the end of the game.
Yeah, it was like the fewest amount of the game. It was the worst one of the worst games you ever had.
Yeah. Anyway, still, he not got worried. How many targets did he get?
I don't know.
He had two touchdowns, 12? Right?
Yeah, he had two touchdowns.
All right. Chris Carson's a top five running back.
He was last
week. No.
Who's Chris Carson?
You're making the claim.
He's a top five running back.
Nice job, man. You drafted him.
Sure did.
And he's really why I have you here. You know, you lost, but with Chris Carson, you know.
The cream of the crop.
I just
all
fucking
the way
love
to
him.
The top. Yeah. Yes.
It right. sucks for you that Montgomery you drafted, but I do think he's going to emerge.
Right.
You got Breida here.
This is the way I feel about David Montgomery. What we saw week one is as bad as it can possibly get.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So
it's a good pick.
You got Julio Jones and DeAndre Hopkins. You got Kittle. You got Carson.
Yeah, can we just mention real quick, George Kittle had two touchdowns
called back
yeah. on penalties.
Yeah, you if he sorry scored both yeah, of those, thanks, you would have been the top in the first spot.
All the way to the top, yeah.
That would have been good, yeah.
Number five is me.
Hey, you did it.
I did win. I had the third most points. Lamar Jackson, I know he played the Dolphins, but I'm all in. You know?
Wow.
Like, I think he's...
Played the Dolphins, didn't even run.
I know.
Didn't even have to. I think we'll see that change when it's not the Dolphins.
The pride of Louisville.
He plays the Cardinals this week.
Tough
and then he plays the Chiefs.
The Cardinals
then he plays,
is not tough.
So, and then he plays the Chiefs, and then he plays the Browns. I think the first 4 weeks he's going to have a really, really good performance in each of those games. Sony Michel, I'm a little concerned about.
I'd look for a big week this week.
For this week, I do, but long term, I'm not sure because the Patriots have so many passing weapons that they're probably not running nearly as much as they did last year.
Burkhead got the majority of the carries, so
that's well. So, do you think Burkhead's involvement was like game plan, or do you think it was just like this guy's just running really
he's
well,
hot,
so just
yeah,
keep giving
hand.
Him the ball?
Sure,
because I'd be less concerned about it long term if it was just hot hand.
Yeah, I mean, but. You know, Mike Evans looks like he's the wide receiver two on that team.
He definitely does. He definitely does.
So that's
like
concerning.
What happens if Chris McCaffrey doesn't put up points for you? What happens then?
Well, he didn't this week, so I'm probably going to lose to you, which is great for me. I feel really good about it.
Wow.
Oh, my God!
But Austin Eckler, happy about.
Yep, looking
I'm
good.
Starting
Arrows,
John Ross.
Arrow's pointing up on Eckler if that's even possible after that first week.
But. Yeah.
Yeah, Hunter Henry going down.
I think that
only helps.
Yeah, I'm all in on John Ross for the next few weeks.
All right, we're going to find out.
I'm happy about Mark Andrews, but Antonio Brown may only play one game this season.
Are you starting him this week?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah, because I drafted him to play him.
Wow.
And I honestly, do not have a deep team at this point because two of my bench spots are taken up by Melvin Gordon and Golden Tate.
But you were really nice to yourself and you put yourself at number five. So,
well, I scored more points than you did.
Got him.
You're going to learn today.
I had the third most points and I put myself at fifth. I think that's appropriate.
Going to learn. All right.
And then at
number
at six, I have Aaron.
E40.
Okay, what's your fucking name?
Aaron, your name is Aaron.
And I'm not trying to throw shade, but she just squeaked by week one.
She did. Yep.
And she,
listen, a W is a W.
No, absolutely.
Eat
but
them dubs.
But she's relying on Damian Williams, which is tough to see for me. Like I can't put a Damian Williams start like running back.
Only if she knew that LeSean McCoy was going to be on that team. Only if she knew.
But I know.
Our draft was
frozen. Jared Goff. I'm not. Yeah.
She loves Jared Goff, by the way. She loves him.
Yeah. I'm not really a believer.
She listens to part of my take. Not that we listen to other podcasts besides this one.
Is that a podcast? I thought that was a TV show.
Number one podcast.
I do love Emmanuel Sanders on her team, but this week he's playing the Bears, so I just think
Bears.
She's in for a rough week, and I have her at six.
Okay.
And Emmanuel Sanders' quarterback sucks.
Yeah, true.
And then at seven is the team she played.
Quiche.
And I mean,
okay, Quiche, can you stand over here?
I feel so bad for him because he's, you know, last season he was the top. He was in his prime. Yeah. He's on the podcast.
It's 1 week. It's been 1 week.
No, yeah. I mean, if you look at his team, like, it's, Keith Jr., it's a good team.
He is Keith Jr.
I think for the whole year.
It's a good team.
It's a good team.
Derrick Henry.
He's got the Matrix Bear, so.
Is playing the Colts. You know, like, I think his team is in for, like, some good things. I believe
that's
in
my feeling on Derrick Henry.
He's got Smith-Schuster, Thielen, Barkley, and Henry. And Godwin, who's now a wide receiver one, thanks.
Yeah, Godwin is big. That's big for him.
And now he has Kyler Murray. So honestly, if I had to pick one team that I kind of see good things in the future for.
It's Quiche.
It's Quiche.
So next week we're swapping Dirk and Quiche.
Potentially.
All right.
Good luck.
So then what are we at? 8? I'm going to go with Bryce here.
Suck.
Fuck you, Bryce. That's typically reserved for the person at the bottom of the power rankings, but
yeah.
Isn't his name like fuck like Greg at one point?
Greg is my bit. Bryce doesn't understand. Yeah. His username is Connor Air, and then his team name is Greg is
my
bitch.
No, he changed it to Connor Air, so now it's both Connor Air, but for a while.
Yeah, it was Greg is my bitch.
So just angry with his life.
Yeah.
I think Bryce made a lot of... He's sort of tilting in some ways. Like, I think
he's tilting so bad, he's just throwing out $0 bids all over the place.
Well, if you look at his starting lineup now, I mean, he's starting like three or four guys that he didn't start last week. It's just three, I think. TJ Hockenson, who I think will be great.
Yeah, that makes sense.
John Brown and Tyrell Williams. Like, I think those are all going to be productive members of his team.
All that tells you is that Bryce just is a shitty manager and he put a stupid lineup out the first week. So,
But he's still starting Devonta Freeman, and it'll be interesting to see where Devonta Freeman goes.
I think you have to.
Well, you drafted him to start.
So you start him this week, and then, you know, this is it.
Yeah.
Make
we'll
or break.
See how it goes. Bryce is at 8.
Okay.
9 is...
This is a gift.
The team that had one of the worst performances we've ever seen.
Yeah.
Deli Meat. I mean, he did just have a kid.
Yeah. Did nothing to improve his roster.
I didn't vote for him.
He's still not starting Tom Brady, and against the Dolphins, I think you have to.
Yeah, who's he starting?
Russell Wilson.
Okay, Dom, change that.
Steelers.
Just change that.
Yeah,
Steelers are going to bounce back this week.
Yeah.
He just lost Tyreek Hill, which is tough. He lost Mike Williams. Mike Williams isn't playing, so
too
like.
Too bad.
So I mean, right now in his flex, Philip Lindsay and Larry Fitzgerald. Larry Fitzgerald could end up being great because
I like Larry Fitzgerald. I don't really like Payne Lindsay.
Well, he was a slot man, and now he caught 2 40-yard-plus passes this last week, which is like the first time in like 5 years.
That's that air raid offense.
All right,
just keep talking because I can't stop this.
And then number 10, in case you didn't guess. It's McGirt 19.
McGirt.
Oh, Chit.
Suck.
I mean, it's based a lot on his team name. I'm not going to lie. It's
my dick fell off.
Still McGirt 19.
It's not. It's colluding Sheffers.
Okay. Yeah, whatever. Colluding Sheffers, fuck you. It's just weird. Look at how it shows on my app. Doesn't that make you think that, like...
Did you... Yeah, I don't know why.
Anyway, colluding Sheffers. I think Kerryon Johnson is...
Kerryon!
Yeah,
I forgot I have all those drops.
Kerryon.
He's not like the second or third round running back that everyone wants him to be. He's just not.
Who's not?
Kerryon Johnson.
Kerryon.
I think Aaron Jones is pretty good, but he faces... the fucking Vikings and the Bears twice a year.
Yeah, right? That's tough.
Devonta Adams, I think, is going to be fine. Michael Thomas is fine. But
I think Devonta Adams is washed, and I think that Curtis needs tight end help, and he should trade him for Darren Waller.
I have tight ends.
That seems fair. It seems really
funny. Nobody wants. You have like a UMass tight end? Who do you have on your team?
Noah Fant. He went to Iowa with TJ Hawkinson.
I love Iowa.
He went to Hawkinson. I love Iowa. Him and Hawkinson both.
Actually, I take back what I said earlier about Clemson. That's my number two team. Iowa is definitely.
Can we lock?
Iowa's playing Iowa State tonight.
Oh, my God.
I don't like McGirt's starting lineup. He has Josh
this
Gordon.
Week? You talking this week?
Yeah, he has Josh Gordon on the bench.
No one thought Josh Gordon was going to do as well as he did, though.
I did.
Yeah, I think I did, too. But let's save that for the preview.
Oh, good shit. Call. I usually don't make it this far in the episode.
You just stop listening?
As soon as you guys start talking about like the fantasy football stuff, I usually stop.
All right, let's just...
Well, you have more time to listen to podcasts now.
Hell yeah.
Let's do the preview.
Freeze! Somebody bring me back some money, please.
All right, week two. Week two preview. Let's start it off. Oh, wait, I did. Okay, yeah. Let's start it off with the versus the Unlucky Charms. All right, so last week I had to face the number one team in the league the number two team in the league by standings, number one by power rankings. This week I get the number one by standings, number two by power rankings. Is that right?
Yes. And
so just like, me, right?
Yeah, except he started O.J. Howard, who just put up a goose egg.
Yeah, that's tight. That's what I'm saying. This is the fall of Dirk. All right?
Yeah, I got you here.
Greg, so when we do these, I know you don't listen this far in the podcast, but we make picks.
Nice.
So you got to pick a team to win.
I'm with Dirk.
All right. I'm going to pick myself to win.
Oh, shit. No, I'm with you.
All right. Sorry, Dirk. It's this clean sweep.
You got to get the drop that says, you're my best friend.
What is that song?
Talking about my best friend.
Is that from Toy Story?
No.
Who's that guy? Newman?
Randy Newman?
I don't know, man.
He has some fucking weird songs from like the 70s. Definitely drops the N-word.
Hell yeah. Shit.
Not that we condone that.
Well, I certainly don't. Sounds like my... Yeah, probably just cut that out. Greg's celebrating that. Next matchup, Mark versus Odd Job Squad, Dom's team. Neither one of them had a player in Thursday Night Football, so nobody's played yet, but the app is giving Mark a 78% chance to win this matchup. So
yeah.
Are looking bleak for Dom.
Dom needs to get Tommy Boy in there.
Yeah, Dom, throw Brady in there. And,
I got Mark.
Rise to the top, oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm picking Mark.
Nice.
And
I'm going to assume Greg.
Greg is picking.
I'm going to go with Mark.
All right, another clean sweep. This is the opposite of what happened last week. Let's see if maybe we can change that. Now, next matchup, we got the colluding Sheffers versus two Coopers, one cup.
This is a no-brainer.
Yeah, this is a no-brainer because this is Aaron's chance to stand up to sexism. It's that simple.
It's that simple.
Chris spewing all that vitriol in the sleeper chat, all his sexist nonsense, and Aaron's, you know.
His vitriolic rants.
Who better? This is a showdown. It's Curtis and Aaron.
Aaron's projected to win.
Is she?
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah, she's projected to win by 5.
I think Jared Goff and Cooper Kupp are going to go off.
Good, good. It's lit!
Yeah, I mean, Calvin Ridley, I question here.
Really?
Do you?
Yeah, I'm not a big Calvin Ridley guy.
If they just double-team Julio, they have to go to him, though.
And, Eagles. So, look, the Falcons are at home. And then the Eagle. You're not seeing, a boat race here?
Yeah, Falcons have a shit ton of work to do.
I'm seeing a boat race here.
We'll see.
That's why I'm starting Matt Ryan over Dak this week.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, I don't feel great about it. But
so is Travis Kelce going to show up? Is he going to be like a monster?
Yeah, he'd be okay. He'll be fine. Not worried about him.
Aaron has Delanie Walker on her bench. She should trade him to one of us desperate tight end list teams
like Dirk.
Yeah.
need a tight end.
I love seeing LeSean McCoy and Devin Singletary on the bench because I guarantee both of those guys are going to outscore some of the players that McGirt's playing.
Well, don't give him any ideas, all right?
Maybe I'm just doing some reverse psychology.
Ooh.
I got Aaron.
Wait.
I got Aaron.
Maybe you're doing some reverse psychology.
Aaron has no idea what this draft is.
What?
Aaron has no idea what that's from.
Aaron, I know you don't listen, but it's from the X-Files. Conspiracy. I am going to also take Aaron.
Nice.
Was that? Is everybody
that's a
in?
Clean sweep.
Another clean. Jeezum. All right. Well, good luck making this one a clean sweep because the next matchup is C-Mac and me versus Team G Kessler.
I got Greg.
Yeah.
After your team's Thursday night football performance, Greg now has an 85% chance to win.
Was I projected to lose originally?
I'm sure you were.
I think
we were
it was
50-50. We had the two highest projections for the week.
Yeah.
Did you really?
And then Mike Evans and Christian McCaffrey scored less than 10.
That game was terrible.
Yeah, I guess I spoke too soon. I forgot that you had those two guys play, so I'm also picking Greg.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, Greg?
That's nice. I'm going to pick myself.
So
I don't have a team
sweep.
Yet, though.
That is absolutely bullshit.
Yeah, if I lose, I'll change it. Until I lose.
Mm. That sucks.
Yeah.
Let me just look at your team real quick.
Yeah, let's
Let me suggest something.
That's a good drop.
You could just be the Lizard King.
I was thinking something with Chubby, like Baker gives me a Chubby.
Chubby Check Ertz?
My original one was my Chubby Ertz.
Ooh. What do you mean your original? Your original is Team G Kessler. It's bullshit. And that's still your team name.
Listen, this app is so weird. I don't know
how to change it. Listen,
Chubby Check Ertz.
Like Chubby Check Ertz.
See, I thought the really Ertz was going to be too far, but so.
Well, here's the other thing. Apparently, as Mark taught us, Sleeper will just let you make it an extremely long team name. So you could literally just pick almost any tweet that Sammy Watkins has ever made and just make that your team name. Are you aware of this guy's fucking tweets?
No.
Oh my God.
I got one. You Mayfield my chub.
Nice.
Oh, because of Baker? Got it.
You don't like that one as much? That's fine. No, I'm just trying to throw ones out here.
Well, look, when you get some time, go on Twitter and look up Sammy Watkins. He thinks he's a lizard person. So.
He's the lizard king.
Chubby Check Ertz. Let's go.
Chubby Check Ertz. Final matchup, Connor Ayer versus Keish.
So they both had some.
This is our closest projected matchup.
Yeah, so Newton performed for Keish. I mean, played. But then Godwin put up 22. And then DJ Moore 13 for Bryce.
Is it still projected close?
Right now it's 56-44 for Keish, but you know, I'm gonna have to agree there, but it's close. I'll take Keith Jr. to become Keith Sr.
Greg?
This is like choosing between, I don't even know, like the two, like a rock and a hard place. And I guess that's the wrong way of saying it, but like two things you don't like.
Sure. Got it.
So I'm going to go with Keith Jr. because I fucking hate Bryce right now.
All right. I'm just going to pick Bryce. Just so we can not have all clean sweeps because that's Bowen. So.
Well, you took one for the team because you're going to be wrong.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
That's kind of it. So let's just, did we already pick a team name for Greg?
I thought it was Chubby Check Ertz.
Can
it
just be like Ertz? Can you just take his phone and just fucking do it for him?
Not
oh, also, Aaron needs to get a mascot.
Yeah.
She has one.
No, she doesn't.
No, she doesn't.
Did she buy it but not like set it? Oh, Dirk got a mascot.
I know. His mascot's great.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a fucking.
Is it great?
Aaron has one right there. Look, it's a little weird.
Isn't it?
No, that's the default mascot.
His is a hermit crab with eyes like Krusty Krab from
yeah, but
SpongeBob.
Have you seen the rest of it?
No.
Random
it's like a
very, never mind.
It's a very feminine crab. It like carries a purse and has like lipstick and shit.
Yeah,
it's fucking terrible.
It's mad. It's pretty good.
Oh, no. So how do I do that? I go right here and cookies or something?
Well,
wait,
Aaron,
are you on her account?
No.
Aaron has to do it.
Well, if you bought mine, it's terrible. It's a raven.
It's random.
You're random.
I didn't pick it.
Yeah.
I explained on the last podcast that Aaron didn't listen to how you purchase a mascot.
Yeah.
So.
Here, Greg, I'm going to send you a taunt.
Don't taunt me. You don't know me.
All right. So you're going to change your team name and you're going to get Aaron a mascot?
Probably not, but we'll say we will.
Okay. Is there anything else you wanted to say before we leave here?
So we're going on the Connecticut River tomorrow.
Why?
Wow.
We're going on the boat. Driving up the Connecticut River.
You know the Patriots play tomorrow?
Yeah, maybe you can just stay home that once in your fucking life.
Wait, are you like, do you have like money or something?
I don't watch any NFL. Like none of it. Unless I physically go to the Patriots games. Like I'm not going to watch any of this.
I would like pay to be able to watch football at my house rather than go in person.
That's what I did today was watch college football all day long.
Going to football sucks.
Definitely sucks.
Called sat on the 50-yard line at Gillette, and I was like, this sucks.
Definitely sucks.
I don't like
game over game.
I don't like going.